Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our guest today is Jonathan Kaiser. He is a proud father, happy husband, number one Wall Street Journal bestselling author, commercial real estate industry disruptor, and relentless client champion. Jonathan, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's just dive right in. A lot of people are into real estate. Some do residential, some do commercial. Tell us why you chose to get into the whole commercial real estate world.
Well, I never actually intended to get into commercial real estate. My story is a little unique. I was actually a Christian missionary kid in Papua New Guinea, and my parents raised me to love and serve and give, not exactly things you think about when you think of commercial real estate brokers. When we came back from overseas, I had this realization that we were poor, and I didn't like being poor, Christopher. So I decided that I wanted to be rich. So I got into commercial real estate brokerage because a buddy of mine said I could get rich doing it. And as I got in, I realized, wow, this is a cutthroat industry. I became cutthroat, thinking that's what it took to be successful. I wanted the stuff that all the other commercial real estate brokers had, like nice houses, nice cars, et cetera. But I was miserable and I was misaligned with my core values, but I felt trapped because I didn't know a different way. And then 15 years ago, I got introduced to this idea of succeeding by helping others succeed. And I ended up adopting it, reinventing myself around it, and then eventually starting a firm that has now become one of the largest independent commercial real estate brokerage firms in the country. Actually, USA Today just named us the commercial real estate industry disruptor. And it's all about culture. It's all about doing the right thing. It's all about not being ruthless. Hence the title of my book, You Don't Have to Be Ruthless to Win.
Well, let's talk about your book. What is it, like 15 steps to not be ruthless, or three different chapters? Like, tell us about the format and what you hope that your readers learn from you.
Sure. Well, I was actually stunned that it hit number one on the Wall Street Journal list last year. I did not expect that. And I think it's a testament to the fact that people are looking for a different way to do things. People are tired of the old school way. So what I did with the book, You Don't Have to Be Ruthless to Win, is I took everything that I've learned over the last 15 years, reinventing myself and building a company culture around selfless service. And I put it into this book so that it can be a user's guide for anybody that wants to do it themselves. Because I don't think it's, while I'm in commercial real estate brokerage and the book, it has my story woven through it, this book is really about how you can create success, right? A successful, profitable organization through helping other people selflessly. So it's connecting selfless service with success. I mean, at the end of the day, we all know that helping others is a good thing. But I think most people believe that you kind of got to leave that at home when you get into business and you got to go fight to get ahead. And I believe that life gives to the giver. I believe that the more you give, the more it comes back to you. And so we've created a model, a framework for how any business leader can create success for their own organization, for themselves, through this idea of selfless service.
That's great. So let's talk about that. I mean, what specifically do you share in the book to help us become more selfless people?
Well, I want to talk about how we've done it within Kaiser, right? So how did we do it? Because there's a lot of people that, you know, are talking heads that tell you how you should do it, but they've never actually done it. So I think for us, part of it is, look, here we are in commercial real estate brokerage, one of the most cutthroat industries in the world, and we've created a culture that is successful around service. The first is, how did we do it as an example for others? But we have this methodology, this framework. It's called reinvention from the inside out. So the hardest part about creating a selfless culture that is successful is you as the leader have to be selfless. You as the leader have to embody this culture. So we talk about that. This three levels of reinvention from the inside out starts with yourself. So you know, this is over the radio, so people can't see me, but I'm tapping myself. So it starts within, and then you create a company culture around it, and you deal with your people that way, and then you help your people deal with the community clients, partners, et cetera. So it's truly an inside out revolution. And what we walk through in the book is Kaiser has 15 core operating principles, all of which tie together and all of which embody this selfless culture. And so we teach people, A, here's what we've done. Here's how we did it. Here's how you can do it. And here's the principle methodology for how we do it that you can employ. Because the vision is we want to change the industry. We want to be known as the industry disruptor that completely reinvents how commercial real estate brokerage is done and shows that you truly don't have to be ruthless to win. And then from there, we want to impact the entire business community, because the business community as a whole, it's not just commercial real estate that has these problems. It's widespread across business.
Yeah, but Jonathan, let's get specific. So let's say you have a new employee, gets into your office, first day, does he or she walk up to you, or you have a sit down, a half hour meeting to really let him or her know, hey, this is what our culture is about. I mean, give us very specifics about how you go about creating this culture.
Well, first of all, you have to be very clear with your messaging. So part of how we sort is we don't just try to bring anybody in and then ram this culture down their throat. It's we look for people that are looking for this kind of culture. Those the people that are more aligned. And to do so, you have to be very intentional with your messaging. So we are very over the top culture oriented with our messaging. So it turns off the people that are not looking for that, and it attracts the ones that are, from a magnetic standpoint. And then we have
But again, so we messaging. Tell me exactly what kind of messaging. How do you say, hey, we are like.
Yeah, if you look at our website, we have the words love and serve. And we have the why Kaisers, where people talk about how we're changing people's lives. It's very, very intentional and very sincere. It's very different from kind of that corporate messaging that you'd see at a traditional commercial real estate firm.
Yeah, because again, it's funny because you come off as a very successful entrepreneur. You have a very firm tone of voice. You're very confident. But you talk about things like love, and which are good things, by the way, because especially as men, we're not taught this as a kid. We're taught to be savage, and we're taught that kindness or love are not very strong things. But I love that you own that, and because of that, you've been successful. So any specific stories of clients you work with or employees that you've helped manage that really shine a light on how powerful your culture is when you implement it, and this is the result, whether with your clients or with your employees?
Yeah, so one quick comment first on what you just said. I think that what we're doing to our kids is raising them with mixed messages. On one hand, we tell them to love, to serve. We do that in our families, we do that in our friends, we do that in our social circles. But then we say that once you get into business, we got to forget all that and be tough and be a shark. And so I think it's that trying to merge those two conflicting messages that are so hard. And so all I'm saying is we already know what to do. We already know how to treat people right. We already know how to tell the truth. We already know how to be loving. We just can't leave that at the door to our offices. We got to go and actually do something about it. The biggest thing that I see is that most employees at most companies are significantly disenfranchised. You just look at what Gallup's polls say. And it's 60 to 70% of people that are just completely disengaged. Why? Because they don't feel like the organization cares about them. They don't feel like they give a crap about them. So for us, it's about how do you, in the very one-on-one interactions and as a collective, how do you demonstrate love? Well, that's simple things. It's little things, right? Like remembering what somebody likes and bringing them something, or when they make a mistake, not punishing it, but using it as, hey, we all make mistakes. Let's lean in and work on this together, right? So there's so many different ways, and that's what we pack in the book, is all these kind of how-tos for all the different elements of service. Because again, it's easy for people to leapfrog how you treat your people and want to talk about what you're doing out in the community. But if you're not loving on your people are not going to love on your clients or your customers. And so I think the secret sauce is, number one, as a leader, you have to reinvent yourself and become a selfless leader that actually cares, because you can't fake it. And if you try, people just see through that immediately. And then you got to love and serve and give and be selfless and not be egotistical and try to make your people as successful as possible and invest in them and serve them. And then that then filters through to the clients.
And that's amazing, Jonathan. I really admire your passion, especially for the purpose that you are conveying and sharing with the world. how can our listeners connect with you and buy your book?
Sure. So the book is ruthlessbook.com, ruthlessbook.com. And the Keyser website is keyser.com, K-E-Y-S-E-R, K-E-Y-S-E-R, if you want to connect with us. And I just appreciate you having me on, Chris.
Jonathan, thanks again. Have a great day.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.